Oh, pretty cool, pretty cool. All right, there we are.
Wait a moment, but I'm glad to be here. Hi, Pastor.
Good afternoon.
Hi. You don't have two things on, do you?
No. When you say two, when you say two things.
Like, are you showing the show on two separate, like iPad or phone?
No.
Okay, great. All right. So I don't have it on either, so we're good. All right. So we have another, guest, William coming through. And, are you still there? Hello.
Oh, yes, I'm here. So you starting, you starting already. I understand.
No, I'm not. Yes, no, I'm not. You sound at a distance. You know, I'm just trying to.
Yeah.
Figure out where you're at.
Mm-hmm. So okay.
My guest, come on in. And so let me see where he is. We got a lot to talk about today and a lot to cover in 1 hour. So how's the weather out there, William?
Cold.
Same here.
Unbelievable. Not in California.
Yeah, in California. You know it comes to California.
Uh-huh. What do you call cold? 60 degrees?
Are you kidding me? Come on. Come on. I'm talking about at night. It gets down in the 30s and early 40s, like 41, 42.
It doesn't sound like the California that I remember. It doesn't sound that way.
Well,
Okay.
So I don't know where he is. He's coming aboard, but I want to go ahead and get started. Okay, go ahead and get started. But he is coming aboard. I gave him the link here, and he couldn't find it at first. But anyway, we'll pray that he gets on. All right? And that's none other than my brother. I call him my brother, Danny Tisdale. How about that?
Danny's coming on tonight.
He sure is.
Oh, wow. Okay. Very cool.
He sure is. And so let me type him a little message here. And Pastor Newman, Geneva Newman, for those of you, first, let me give you my skill. Okay. This is Miss Cece from Cece's Kitchen, and we are a global network broadcast. We like to stir up controversial issues. That's just who we are. We stir it up, and you know what? We talk about the good, bad, and the ugly, and it is what it is. And somebody's got to do it. Why not me? Okay? And you know, I don't mind, because if you think about it, my life was a controversy at one time, okay? And still going through some things, but you know what? God is good. And so we talk about the good, bad, and ugly. And so this, we're not coming on here to offend you on purpose. However, if it offends you, the subjects that we're talking about, it makes you feel uneasy. And then we're addressing predators and victims and what have you, then I think we need to wake up, folks, and just come on. I'll get you. I've heard Mike say, get your head out of the sand. And I said the same thing, and trying to hide from reality. And you can't do that. You have to face the music and see what you can do and help change the lyrics of the music. If I can use that. But some of you want me to get philosophical. I could do that. Then I can come to the hood with you too. That it is what it is. Okay. But we have to address these things, and everybody can't run and hide and act like it's just not going to happen. And so I want my friend to come on aboard. And so I might give him a call and see what he's doing, because I know he has some solid sound input on this matter. I spoke with him, and he's just a solid kind of guy. And now listen, folks, when I talk like this, I know everybody's position. I'm going to introduce my guest in a moment. I know who I'm talking with and who I'm dealing with. However, you're in the kitchen. It's just like we having coffee. I'm going to respect you. I'll respect your title, but I'm telling you, I let down the titles for a minute so that we can just get with the real nitty gritty. And I know Mama Newman, she knows me. Okay. For many, many years, we've had our friendship, yes, and yes, our sisterhood in God. But I thank God for his goodness. And this is just a blessing for me that God has enlightened me to have this. Now, I am the CEO of Miss Cece's Kitchen and founder. And God gave me this about 12 years ago. And it's a blessing. Hi, there he is. Hey. How you doing, Danny?
I'm doing well. How's everybody?
We fine. Yeah. We just opening up and giving my spiel. I'm going to introduce both of you in just a moment. I just wanted to share this to Media Land that I am the CEO and founder, as you can read the notation here. And we just love that God gave us this. And then he is amazing because he allows us to bring this thing to fruition in a timely manner when it's needed. Things are just going haywire in the world and people are kind of running from, and I'm talking about ministers, lay people, and this is not going to be a topic today, but I'm talking about people who's responsible to talk to the people to help them out of their dilemmas. And I'm finding out that a lot of people in power, some folks in homes, work environment, school environment are causing them to be more depressed and angry about the situation and feel hopeless. So we just come to share some light. You can't have any fear, folks, when you're on Miss Cece's Kitchen. And my thing is this, if you don't like hearing me talk, cut it off, okay? Because some of y'all said some smart little stuff. That's all right. I'm just as smart as y'all, okay? she thinks she's all wise and smart. I am. I'm smart, okay? And I thank God for the wisdom. Let me clear that up. And it did not come easy, folks. Because how many of you know, the more you know, guess what? The more Satan tries to tear you down and get you away from the truth. So if my wisdom offends you, then I pray that you wake up out of your slumber and sleep and that you get real with yourself and get what you have lacked. Ask God to give you knowledge because that's going to carry you through. Listen, folks, I've got two guests here, and the Lord laid that on my heart. And I do things, sometimes I'm spontaneity. And I do it, I'm sitting there, I'm meditating, I'm reading the word of God, and I hear God say, call, okay? Wow. And I says, wow, and that's how I operate. I don't operate on my own. I can't do that because it flops when you do that. I'm just going to be real, okay? But the Lord had me to call my brother. I call him my friend, Danny. I call him my friend. And I really call Mama Newman. This is Pastor Geneva Newman. We've been knowing each other for years, folks. And I really am glad that she's on here today. How are you doing, darling?
I'm doing fine in the Lord and just thankful to be alive, actually, in this day and time, to be in good health. So I'm doing well.
Wonderful. Well, it's good seeing you. Looking lovely, girl. You go, girl.
I'm trying.
I know that's right. Brother Danny Tisdale. I always call him Dr. Dr. Tisdale. Okay.
Hey, how you doing? It's so good to see the both of you, Pastor Newman and Miss Cece. Yes. To be on the show.
Yes. Well, I'm so glad that you condescended to be on here. I am so excited. So let's jump right in, folks. Last week, we were talking about deception. You know, that spirit right there is no joke, okay? And it would deceive the best of us, right?
That's true.
Anybody on this panel ever been deceived by anybody?
Hello.
Danny, how did it make you feel?
It made me feel like I needed to really revisit and educate myself in a way that it doesn't continue to happen to me. Yeah. And then sometimes it depends on the person that was using the deceptive tactics
on me.
You know, because a lot of times we trust and really think that people that we know would do us that way.
Right.
But we find out sometimes that's not always the truth.
Right. Indeed.
So it's so important for us to really educate ourselves in so many areas. So we got to read more and not accept every answer that somebody comes from one's mouth without researching it for ourselves and not proving it by using the scriptures, because right. the scriptures are very important in the way that yes. in this life for which we live today.
I told you this man's full of knowledge. I love it. I love it. Pastor Newman, I'm going to call you Geneva. Is that all right, dear heart?
That's perfectly fine.
All right. How did you feel when you found out somebody was deceiving you?
Well, it's not a good feeling because, mm-hmm. you know, you put your trust in people and face value. And there used to be a day back in the old days, they said your word was your bond.
Yep.
And if someone told you something or, you know, interaction, you would be able to trust
uh-huh.
that whatever they said was good.
Right.
But in this day and time, people will, you know, tell you one thing and it's totally something different. And I've experienced, you know, when I've come across certain things, I'm like, did this just happen? is this for real?
Right.
You know, and it's sad to say that the experience comes more from the church world than the secular world.
See, I wasn't trying to go there, but.
Oh, okay. Sorry. My bad.
Don't say
it is what it is.
You know how we roll. Okay. This is how we roll. Okay. We're going to tell the truth about these matters because it's important.
Yes.
Get out and people need to stop acting like being fearful of talking about the truth. Yes, there's been a lot of church folks that just act really, really silly, okay? And I call it immature, very immature. My mother and father were immature, okay? Nonetheless, God still loved them, right? But guess Amen. What? Somebody has to tell them they're immature, okay?
Amen.
What is the definition here of deception? Deception means the act of causing someone to accept as true or valid what is false and invalid. The act of practice of deceiving, deception, achieving one's goal through deceit. And you have people doing this all the time, okay? There's something else that I read, which was called gaslighting, and we're gonna get into it, and that's a psychology move. And we have a lot of this going on, okay? Making you think that because I've helped you, then really you owe me because I stepped in. Really, you didn't step in. Okay, let me just be real with this thing here. People have a way of, Danny, switching, deflecting off of them and affecting you with the deception. And it's not a good thing. And so last week we dealt with some things and we dealt with the church as well. And I think the most disheartening thing is when you have someone in the church who will deceive you, sitting there the whole time saying, thank you, Jesus. Okay. What'd you say, Danny?
I say it's a sad case that, you know, back as Pastor Geneva said, you expect in days of old, your word was your bond. And mm-hmm. we've moved away from that when alternative facts and they will push back and try to make you think that you thought of it and that you said it a certain way when you all most time in some situations, all I'm doing is listening to you. Mm-hmm. But because you assume that I said, you come back and tell me I said, no, I didn't say, I'm listening to you. Mm-hmm. You brought this to me. I'm just trying to be in agreement with you because I think that you're a person of integrity
mm-hmm.
and that you're going to do exactly what you said you're going to do. Now, whether you explained it to me correctly with the words that you use, that's right. on you.
Mm-hmm.
My misunderstanding a lot of time of what you intend or what you are trying to communicate to me depends on what you say and how you say it.
Right.
So Indeed. We have become so relaxed in our mental state. Our brains are so weak now that we depend on every easy way of doing things that mm-hmm. we don't do it from scratch anymore. You know, nobody wants to do nothing from scratch. You know,
right.
They want the instant this and the instant that. What has it done? I can remember years ago when I had 20 or 30 different phone numbers in my head for different people that I love and I knew. Well, we don't do that anymore. These cell phones carry all the numbers. Sometimes people have a hard time remembering just how to call your wife if you need her.
And you know what, Daddy? I was just talking to my daughter about that. I said, baby, I said, what are we going to do if we lose Wi-Fi, if we lose the connect where we can use our cell phones? And all you have to do is either put it under their names under a number or just dial their names and the number comes up. I had one. There's a one that is on the Boomerang Show, Mike. You know him, Danny. He comes on and he tells us, write your numbers down and put them in the back of your phone. You know, open up the back of the phone and put your numbers in there.
Yeah.
Okay. Sure. Well, that's wonderful. Wonderful. I love that. But what if you lose the phone? Okay.
Right.
So my thing is this. Okay. I said, you know what? It's amazing how, we have these little things. Yeah, they're helpful, but they're yet deceiving too, because it makes you bank on them like you're going to, you know, survive off of
right.
that. Yes, there's a lot of things that will cause you to survive, but you know, things are revolving all the time. Oh my goodness, revolving all the time. And so my daughter said, Mom, I don't know what to do. I says, well, we got to start using our minds. Okay.
Right.
Because some of these kids don't even know how to use the rotary phone. They don't even know what a rotary phone is.
They don't even think, yes.
If it ring, they would say, what's that? Okay, I'm just saying. But my thing is this, we have allowed, here's what happens. Some of these things that are good out there in the world is good for us. It's advancement. But some of those things are deceiving too, because, and I say that, is because Big Brother is watching us all the time. That's the deception part.
Yes.
Make sure they keep an eye on us, and we can really go deeper into that. So I wanted to read this. The word deception is an attempt to devise, to deceive, the quality of being dishonest or misleading. And so I want to deal with the human side right now, because we have people out there in the world who don't know what honest is or truth just about. It's whatever they feel like doing or whatever makes them feel good about what they're doing, regardless of who they hurt, right?
Right.
And we have people, Geneva, we have people in the church. You brought it up now. I'm going to make you go here. We have people in the church who will pray for you, who will labor before the Lord with you, and all the while they're devising a fall in your life. What do you say about that?
Well, it's, you know, when we look at things in that manner, it's the hidden agenda.
Boom.
It's the hidden agenda. And so it's presented to you in a way, like you said, that I'm here for you and I'm doing this and I'm doing that all the while. It's someone gave a phrase a while back. I heard them say, it's not so much of what, they can do for you. It's more or less of what you can do for them and your skill and how you can help them. Is that there's no real interest in you per se in your well-being,
right?
But it's how I can move forward. And you know, that the deception, it's like I could be standing and it doesn't just affect one individual when these things happen. People get hurt because they have a sense of a level of trust, as we talk about integrity. They have a level of trust in you. And so when someone does something to me and deceiving me, it not only affects me, but it affects those that are around me that love me. It causes them to look at that individual in a totally different light.
True there.
As if, how could they have done that to this person?
Right.
So, you know, we really have to be careful, and you see it happening a lot. You see it happen a lot.
Yeah, you do. And then too, when you find out you've been deceived by somebody, is your trust in them as high as it used to be?
No. You've got to pray. You got to fast. And you got to say, Lord, I love you more. Because if you're not rooted and grounded in Jesus, you could allow that enemy, you could allow that spirit to cause you to fall. So you've got to be strong enough and pray that you can get past that point and say, that's on them. They have to give an account of God, but I still have to love and I have to forgive.
Well, you know, the word of God says, and I'm an avid study of the word of God. I mean, I've been really, since I've been really, I pulled back and got on this sabbatical, I needed to get in the face of the Lord. Because I need to see some things, right? I need to enhance my spiritual eye. Does that make sense? Eyes where I could discern an individual. And I've always had, and I'll just, you know, give God the glory, this spirit of discernment as a child. But sometimes you don't really want to believe that the person is really operating in deception. Because you're trying to take them at face value. And then, too, loyalty goes into play. You got to be careful with that. That loyalty thing when God says, don't you put no confidence in flesh. That's what he mean. He said, cause they were, like they said, what was it? They was loving Jesus with all the miracles was going on. And then the next time they said, well, free, Barabbas and get, and crucify Jesus. Some of the very ones he healed their limbs. He opened their eyes. He allowed them to hear the various, all of, they got amnesia that quick. Okay.
Yes.
So we've got some people that operate like that. And then we have some people that know, even your giftings or anything like, things like that. And they become jealous of that. And so deception, what did the word of God say? Jealousy is screwed to the grave. And what they do is they will build a monument of destruction around you. Let me use my sanctified imagination real quick. Okay. A monument of destruction around you. For your fall, but using you the whole time to gain what you got. Okay. It's real talk. All right. Now, Colossians 2:8 says these words. So see to it that no man takes you captive by philosophy and empty deceit.
Boom.
Okay. According to human tradition, according to the elemental spirit of the world and not according to Christ. People are doing this all the time. They'll steal your ideas. They'll, you know, make it theirs. How many of you worked in a business where you had an idea that was just so exciting and you sat in a meeting and a person took your idea and said, look, I had an epiphany and I think this would work this and this would work this, this, this. And you sitting there like, wait a minute. Have you ever had that happen?
Yes.
Danny, have you ever had that happen too?
Listen, I worked for a company in California, Southern California Edison, and they would have you to sign this disclosure.
Yes.
About anything that would have to do with electrical improvement, you sign away. You had to sign that you would not try to claim any copyright or anything on that, and that was part of your employment.
Wow.
So any idea that you would come up that would even improve on the electrical grid, you couldn't claim it because you worked for them. Now, another thing I want to say, the greatest form for deception is when a person deceives themselves. From not knowing truth.
Yes.
I've spent some years deceiving myself because I didn't know the whole truth.
See, come on. Good.
So that's good. Another form of deception that destroys you.
Yes.
And everybody you connected with.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
So that's another part. We were just talking.
No, you know, that was my next scripture. Okay. That was my next scripture. So you in the mix and mama knew mama, I'm going to do the scripture. Then I want you to jump in on that. And cause I knew you had a little something to say on my question. While evil, it says in 2 Timothy 3:13, it says, while evil people and imposters will go on from bad to worse, deceiving and being deceived.
Right.
And so, I don't understand. Well, Mama, then we go ahead and jump in and tell us your story, and then we're going to continue with this because I got a couple more questions. We just going to throw it out.
Well, what I want to say, when in line with what you're talking about, is that if a person tells a lie long enough, they'll begin to believe the lie that is the truth.
Yeah.
And that's what happens when people are operating in deception. That's how they become deceived, because as they're deceiving others, they become deceived because they really begin to believe what they're saying is true.
Yes.
Not realizing that the enemy is really using them. Yes. And they're the ones in the end that will get hurt, even more so sometimes more than the person they're trying to deceive.
Wow.
Because they're living in this world of, what's the word I want to use? Fantasy world.
Yes.
And, yeah. And some of them, you know, they're pushing themselves to be more than what they really are. Wow. And they have this sense of entitlement. You have to go along with me. You have to be in agreement with me because of who I am. Wow. No, we have to go along with the word of God and who the Lord says we are. And that's how that self-deception comes in there, because they told themselves this for so long, they began to believe it.
You know, you said something there, that sense of entitlement, I call it, and I think I spoke on this one time, I taught a lesson in the school, false humility, to the point where they're thinking that they're doing right, or they'll make you feel bad with this humility fake TV actress. That's what I'm saying, trying to say. The acting is horrific, okay? My thing is that you have people that make you feel bad because they're alive and me. I'm like, wait a minute, bruh, sis. The sun don't shine on you, nor does it go down because of you. It don't stop, okay? Yeah. But people think they have this sense, you said it right, entitlement, okay? Mm-hmm. And then too, those folks who are deceptors are the most judgmental people I have ever seen. They will judge you. They will judge you, every little thing. And they forgot that the spotlight, the big old beam and light is on them. They forgot about that. And
yes.
What people don't understand is you can sit back and you can talk about anyone here on my panel, myself or even my co-host. By the way, I need to make this disclosure that David Richardson, my brother from another mother, his wife lost her sister. And so they're taking care of that. And then he has revival all this week. Some of y'all need to get on down to the church and get you some act right. Okay, I'm just saying. Anyway. And then Victoria Moody, pray for her, because people get mad when you on top of topics and you give them the truth. So the devil is really fighting her, and she's in the move and what have you. And her mother lost her sister, a couple or so months ago, and so she's just going through some things. And so I told her, look, I know the spiel, I know what's up, because when you start bringing the truth out and when you start uncloaking some folks. Which you don't know who you're uncloaking, but my thing is this, the word of God is doing a great job. You're going to have people that's going to pray against you to make you shut down. And as I told you earlier in the show, folks, if you don't want to hear this girl talking, I don't know about my two guests here, turn another channel, okay? Don't pass out, okay? Don't get mad and sin more, okay? I'll say that, sin more, okay? Just go on till you get your bearings together and ask God to fix you up, okay, and help you out, okay? Because one of the things of the people that the Lord brings into my path is that people who are not afraid to disclose the truth, and I love that because it has to be done. Now, my thing is there's another scripture, Danny, that I need to read. It says here in Revelation. Now, Revelation is a heavy book, folks. You talk about being deceived and deceiving. That's the stuff that's going on in society today. What's the deceiving part is that they're wearing a cross but doing the devil's work, period. Okay? Y'all know I'm telling the truth. They can have devil worship. They can drop it like it's hot. They can say, I thank God because he brought me to this place. No, he did not.
Okay? Amen.
They even have a nerve to say Jesus in it. Oh, no, he did not. Because he said, be ye separate from the world. And what he says is, that you have to be a peculiar people serving him. Come on now. or generation from the sins that are going on in this world. He does not co-sign with you. See what the delusional picture, and y'all can jump in after this, my statement, the delusional picture that Satan has caused them to paint that anything goes now, God's going to be okay with it. Okay. And that's the picture that's being painted. Any way you treat me, that's going to be okay. Deceivers are liars, period. Let's put a, just put the big L on it. They're a bunch of liars. Okay. They make you feel like, you're benefiting from them being who a friend, what they call themselves a friend, are doing for you or whatever. The devil is a lie because he's lied and tricked them. He's the father of lies, and there is no truth in him. But what I did want to read, I wanted to read this particular scripture, and it's in Revelation 21:8. And it says, but as for the cowardly and faithless and detestable, as for murderers, sexually immoral, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars, their portion will be in the lake that burns with fire and sulfur, which is the second death. And so my thing is, anybody that tells you that there is no hell, we have one that passed away. Y'all know his name, Carlton Pilsen. He said that there was no hell, right? I'm just going to be honest, and God rest his soul. I'm not trying to, and I was saying this before, and everybody's talking about that because he had an epiphany, and he said that there was no hell at all, okay? When the Bible said hell hath enlarged itself, okay? And hell was not for us originally. Y'all be real now. Let's get a little teaching up in here. Hell was not for us. It was for the very ones that I read about, okay, who do not want to turn from their wickedness as God has disclosed. Anybody has anything to say of what I've just said? And go ahead and feel free to jump in. Danny, what you got?
I believe that hell is not. We will not, those that are believers and doers of the works and the word of God will experience that second death.
Right.
Because you got to be blessed with the eternal life, right?
Yes.
So the second death doesn't occur. Go back to Bishop Pearson and those things that he wrestled with.
Right.
You know what I mean? The inclusion and all these different things that he brought forth.
Yes.
It's hard to understand a lot of that. Mm-hmm. The man was a very intelligent individual for so many years to teach one way. What in the world could have happened to make him turn totally in a whole different direction? I don't totally understand it. And I know him. And was around during the time when the higher dimensions was birthed and grew to its peak.
Right.
I was right there in Tulsa, Oklahoma during that time.
Wow.
But to see those things happen the way for which they did, the devil is a deceiver and he is a liar.
Right. Right. Right.
But when you look at, again, the evangelical system that exists today, it's a lot of stuff that's gone in a way to line up with scripture.
Yes sir. What you got to say, Mama Newman?
That's why it's so important that we know the word for ourselves and study in the word, but also that we stay humble before the Lord.
Yes.
And in Bishop Pearson's, you know, the part of him, his ministry that I do know about. I remember when he was at such a height, you know, in his ministry, and he had such a following, and I used to watch him on TV and stuff, you know, and I think what happens not only to him, but a lot of times when, some of the leaders, they get up in the high arenas, that's when the enemy can come in and deceive them. That's when they're most vulnerable.
Yes.
Because they're focusing so much on the fame and the acknowledgement of what God is doing. But instead of them making sure they refer it all to God,
right,
it's just like the enemy said, I will be like the Most High God. And some instances, they begin to think, oh, look what I done. I did this and I did that. No, you didn't do it. God still gets the glory. But when you stop giving God his glory, that's when that portal is open for the enemy to come in. Right. And that's what has happened. But that's why we as individuals, we need to study the word and know it, so that when these people go off the left field, we don't need to be going in the left field either. Paul said, follow Christ, follow me as I follow Christ.
That's what he said.
When you start talking kind of off the wall and even using this scripture out of context, then that's when we need to know the word enough to put on the brakes and say, oh, wait a minute, I need to do and listen to do what the Lord is leading me to do.
Right.
Because nobody's going to stand before God in judgment with me and say, oh, she did that because I told her to do it.
Right, right.
There's going to be no excuse. And that's what's happened, I feel, unfortunately, to a lot of our leaders. They've gotten caught up in self-glorification.
You know, I'm looking at it. I was trying to get it over to my Facebook because I have some people who have chimed in. And Monica is on here. Mama Newman, your precious daughter, is on here. And I just wanted to read something. She said, these pastors on this panel are no nonsense. All right. They give the word of God raw and uncut, telling the truth rightly, dividing it. If you really want to know the word of God, sit under the teaching of any one of these folks here. All right, Sister Monica, God bless you, darling. Amen.
Bless her heart.
And God bless you. God bless you. She was a student in my school, and she will be when we resurrect this thing. And Monica, I'm going to ask you to call me in about 5 minutes. If you will, just give me a call on the phone. Love to hear your voice and just to hear your little bit of disclosure on what we are talking about today. So since you just typing and just going on about your business, come on, I want you to give us a call in a few minutes. But anyway, I thank my panel and those of you who are listening. And I have to say this, and not being braggadocious, don't get me wrong. Please don't get me wrong. And me personally, I can only speak for me, but from what I'm visualizing and what my interaction with my guests here, I believe they love the Lord. Okay. I don't feel any phoniness here. Here's a problem that I'm having. When you don't have a true relationship with the Lord and you keep making excuses as to the reason why you don't have a relationship like you should, then you are deceiving yourself, folks. Okay.
Yes.
You are making excuses for your lack because that's what you want to do. Mm-hmm. You want to waddle in sin. You want to do your thing. It is what it is. When you say, Miss Cece, you're judging. No, I'm not. Your actions are telling me what you are, because the Lord tells us to separate ourselves. I'm not telling you to be tying restraints and get your eyes all blocked in and stuff like that, because he took the yokes off of us, folks, when we came to him. That's why he says, be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Okay. Yes. I was praying, and let me tell you something. I'll fuss at the Lord sometime. He's not scared of me. I'm just saying, he's not scared. Okay. And so I was sitting up there being like a bad child. I know he was laughing at this girl. He got to, because he made me. Okay. He's got a sense of humor. All right.
Yes.
And I'm just fussing and rah, 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 rah. I'm this, that, and the other. I want to take heaven. He waited till I got finished. And he told me some things. I said, oops, Lord. I was like, David, Lord, whatever you do, don't take your spirit away from me with my nonsense, okay? I do not want to deceive myself that I'm just ready to go. I'm in that place.
Yes.
I got some things to do for my upbuilding of my relationship with God. I'm not all there yet, you see. That would be a person deceiving themselves, because you have folks walking around talking about, you know, I'm this, and they're arrogant, okay?
Yes.
And those are the ones I want to ask, how did you make it? Let me know. And why are you still here? That's my question. Okay, if you have arrived, if you have finished your race, why are you still walking down here in this mortal body, okay? Hello? Aging every day, pain, knees hurting, come on, and you complaining, but you made it. No, that's a lie. Okay. That's deception at its finest, y'all. And yeah. So we have got to be careful. My thing is when we allow, because Satan is the great deceiver. He is. Let's just put it where it lies. He is the orchestrator of it. God has no deception in his members at all. Okay. No. So he does not deceive, right? He puts stuff out there to see what you're going to do because it gives us a choice. It is what it is.
Yes.
He allows us to have the choice to make the right decisions. And even when we make the wrong decisions, the word of God says all things work together for the good to them that love the Lord, who are called according to his purpose. So guess what? You have a right to say, God, and I do it often, y'all. I do. Sometimes I get carried away. And y'all just, if you were honest, you would talk to, I get carried away and say, Lord, I got really excited and I got all up in my feelings. When it comes to, because I'm passionate about this. I'm very passionate. But sometimes I can come off abrupt and rude. Let's be real. And the Lord checked me on this, okay? Mm-hmm. And sometimes people bring it out of you, okay?
Yes, they will.
So I got to watch that, all right? Because you, what they do, they make you like a sideshow. And I'm not going to be that way, okay, for anybody. Because they rally in that so to give them something to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
My thing is, we got to be careful at all times. And I'm loving this talk, y'all. I'm loving this talk. Now, the thing that we did not really get into is integrity. How important is integrity? Anybody?
Oh my God. Go ahead.
Integrity is so important. And, and we place that part of our being upon ourselves and from the things for which we learn, either by experience or by reading of God's word in correlation with our experience and our understanding, and then praying for God to give us revelation understanding of what integrity looks like. Because years ago, a lot of things I did had no integrity in it, and a lot of times I didn't realize.
Right.
But one thing I will say is this. God don't want you trying to get none of his glory. Every piece of glory belongs to him, not you. I don't care how far up the ladder you find yourself and how blessed you may become in the process. Don't let yourself try to get in there and get any of his glory, and be careful of what you give to individuals, mortals.
Yes. Because
there are some things that are only designed for you to give reverence unto God.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Mama Newman, go ahead.
Yeah. You know, to me, integrity is so very important. And I think about it in terms of dealing with God's people. You know, as we pray with or counsel or, you know, people look at us and they look at how you live and what you do. And when you are not, how can I say it? For real, I'll just put it that way.
Yes.
When they get to the point that they can't trust you, they can't trust what you say, then you're of no value to them. You're no value to yourself because your integrity denotes who you are.
Right.
People that know you say, I know this person, and the enemy can try to bring anything about that person to you. But if you know how, you know their level of integrity, others will defend you and say, no, I know that's not them because I know them.
Yes. Yes.
But if you don't have integrity, that leaves a space for people to wonder or to question, well, I don't know if they said it or they did it or not.
Right.
Because your integrity has been tarnished.
Right.
Our integrity is our everything. When we lose our integrity with people, we've lost everything.
You know, just like somebody says, your word is your bond.
Mm-hmm.
And my thing is your life and your life is a witness.
Yes.
To who you are. And that is so key. People can fake the funk for only so long. Let's be real, y'all. Okay. They can only put on this false sense of humility and righteousness. And I'm going to go here with y'all because we got a lot of that going on. Okay. A lot of that self-righteous individuals who would not even help the next door neighbor, don't even know that they love the Lord at all.
All right.
It is what it is. Okay. Let me let her in and I'm going to have, just give me just a moment. Miss Monica. Uh-oh. Miss Monica. Monica? I can't hear you, dear.
Oh, wait a minute.
Is she calling me again? Wow. Okay. There she is. Hello?
Can you hear me now?
I can, but give me a moment. I'll bring you in.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Listen, your life is a witness. That's integrity. And it's something how I'm going to read I like reading definitions so people can get it. Okay. Integrity means the quality of being honest and having strong moral principles, moral uprightness. A man or woman is known for their integrity by honesty, their uprightness, being honorable, good character, principles are high, okay? Monica, if you have your phone up too high, I can hear a reverb behind it. You need to turn something down, dear, if you have a computer open or something like that. I know you're listening, okay?
I'm over here now.
Okay. So, but you have some people who gaslight. I wanted to get into this, Danny, about gaslighting. Gaslighting is a form of psychological manipulation in which the abuser attempts to sow self-doubt and confusion in their victim's mind. Okay. Mm-hmm. This happened in business. This happened in churches. These control freaks and later on, I'm going to get into the Bible that was just written for slave folks. Okay. I'm not going to get into it today because it's real talk. Okay. Deception at its finest using the word of God. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's a dangerous place to be in, folks. Okay. So typically gaslighters are seeking to gain power and control over the person by distorting reality and forcing them to question their own judgment and institution. Okay. I've had that happen so many times. Like, I'm the one who did this for you and I did this for you and I let you do this. Well, I wanted to say N-I-J-A-G-A-J-A. Wait a minute. That's what I want to say, okay?
Yeah.
But the Holy Ghost restrains the girl, okay? Because back in the hood, back in the day, I wasn't that nice. Me and Jesse Jackson is cousins, okay? But God cleaned up my tongue. Thank you, Jesus, okay? Mm-hmm. So for somebody to come at you like that, that's gaslighting.
Yes.
And you, listen here, they needed you. Now hear me well. That's where the deception comes in. They needed your help. That's why they looked for you. Hear me well, okay? They are, I'm telling you, and I'm going to be real, y'all go to the books, I'm a college graduate, they're prostituting your gifts. They're pimping you out emotionally. Y'all just go look it up, okay? We got one mind that's in the world. Come on up. Come on. Mature. Mature. Prostituting means they pimping you out, okay? Selling your gifts and they're getting the money for it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Pimping you out. They'll share your name. They'll talk to them. But yet they're getting the dividends from your gifts.
Yes.
Okay? That's another lesson, okay? We'll go deeper. I told you I was crazy. Okay. You know, a person is lying often with ease. The person, sometimes they believe, the Lord said he'd turn them over to a reprobate mind if they continue in the status that they're in. Deception is no joke, folks. You can stay there long and hard because in the last days, the scripture says that they would rather believe wrong is right and right is wrong. That is deception. They have no integrity. Hear me, media land. All this junk that y'all doing, talking about God said he didn't. No, you're lying to yourselves, period. Monica, darling, how are you? Hello.
I am good. I am good, Dr. Sims. How are you?
I'm great, darling. Just give me just a brief, because we're going to be gone in a few minutes. Just give me a brief synopsis on how you felt when somebody deceived you.
Well, I'll be quite honest. When I was deceived by someone, I felt a hurt that I have never felt before, because I trusted that person, and I never thought that they would put me in a predicament where I had to look at them differently.
Mm-hmm.
When, and you hear the saying all the time, when people show you who they are, believe them, because they're actually showing you who they are. They are telling you, this is who I am.
Right.
But I'm going to act like this for 2.5 seconds so that I can get what I need from you and
yes.
keep it pushing.
Yes. Yes.
So in the arena of deception that I was in at that particular time, I learned how to pray. And because I learned how to pray, that means I was very slow to speak or react to that situation.
Yes.
Or any situation. And that's what we have to do as children of God. We have got to make sure we have a prayer life, because let me tell you, okay, you Jesse Jackson's cousin. Why? Well, I don't know whose cousin I am, but I'll tell you what. As back in the day, King Kong didn't have nothing on me. How about
Wait
that?
A minute. Huh? I'm listening
I'm
to
saying,
you. Okay.
King I'm just saying. Kong. So I thank God for the Holy Ghost, and I thank God for deliverance.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
Because of that, I can stand and say today that I definitely think before I speak, and I pray, and I wait for direction from the Lord. Nowadays, wait for direction from the Lord.
Yes.
Make sure you have an ear to hear what he has to say.
Yes.
And if you stay in him, when the devil comes with the deception,
yes.
you will have the spirit of discernment to see right through that.
Yes, yes.
And he cannot attack you like he wants to or he thinks he's going to.
Well, Monica, I appreciate you coming aboard for these brief moments. I wanted to hear what you said, because you were just typing and typing. So I said, well, let me go let her come on aboard. We are very, and thank you very much. And we will talk later, dear heart. God bless you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. God bless.
All right. God bless. Listen, in Miss Cece's kitchen, we're very spontaneous. Okay. I have no rigid act. I'm not religious. I don't do stuff like that, because that's the way God will have it. I call and what I'm led to do at the moment. It is what it is. And I think that's the beauty of it. So my favorite saying, if Miss Moody was on there, the fish grease is hot. Amen. I done cut up some fried potatoes and onions and seasoned them up. Yes, I have. Made me some coleslaw, tossed salad.
Yes, ma'am.
Hello, Jesus. And we done got some red Kool-Aid. Hello, Jesus. Okay.
Amen.
So we are short of time. I'm going to have them back, y'all. If y'all would grace me again with your presence to come back. This was some good dialogue. Danny, with your wisdom, just give me, and I'm looking at the time that we have here, give me your wisdom. Give me like a line sentence probably, and give me something that you would encourage the people out there to do, Danny.
Please learn how to let your yea be yea and your nay to be nay. And when to say no and when to say yes. Because some things you don't have the responsibility to try to correct. It's God's job to do it.
Amen. Mama Newman, what you got? We're running. Yeah.
I would say know who you are and know who you belong to.
Mm-hmm.
And make sure you're giving account to God and not man.
Amen.
Amen. My last statement to you folks is this. Be careful who you affiliate yourself with. Be careful. And don't ignore the warning signs that God gives you. All things as it appears is not as it seems. And as it seems is not as it appears. Be careful who you link up with, because everybody that's crying, Lord, Lord, is not going to glory because they're not walking in honesty. Do not be fooled. Keep your eyes open. And if God tells you to run, run. Move away. Because Satan the deceptor is out to destroy the children of God. You all, it's been a blast today. Thank you, Danny, for showing my brother, my friend, and Mama Newman. She's my prayer confidant. Amen. I can talk with her. And I just appreciate you all coming. And if you would, I'll give you a call and get you scheduled to come back because I love this. And we're going to be doing more and more of this where we just, in Miss Cece's kitchen, we have a freedom to go for the juggler. Amen. Hello.
All right.
Amen. Amen.
Too bad.
Nice
too
to
bad.
Meet you, Mother, Miss Newman. My pleasure.
But stay on there,
nice
Danny.
To you until, too.
I'm going to turn it over to William. Now stay on there. Everybody stay on until he does his.
Yes, stay on. Please stay on because I have a special treat for you. Got a special treat. That's right. It involves one of your guests tonight. Absolutely. Okay. Now, but I want to say this. Stay around 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. For the buzz, music, talk, sports, comedy, entertainment, and a whole lot more. We've interviewed artists, authors of books, and coming up, Professor of Pop Culture, Mr. L. Roy Board, will be on Mad Mike and Wild Wheel Coast to Coast, and he's going to talk about his brand new book, The nice. Superfly Trilogy. Yes, yeah. Yes. Keep it locked right here. The website is studiow.buzz, studiow.buzz, because in 24 hours, you'll be able to hear this broadcast again in case you want to share it with someone, okay? The app, go to your Apple App Store and download studiow.w. Android is simply studiow. Again, that website is studiow.buzz, and this program also will be on Spotify and iTunes, and you can... Yes, that's exactly right. You can check that out again. So, special treat I have for you. That's right. This song, I want you guys to hang around and listen to this. This is none other than Danny Tisdale.
Great.
Beings of heaven.
Come on.
As I go. Wilderness down here below, guide my feet in peaceful way, peaceful way. Turn my midnight into day. I'm going through this wilderness right here below. I need you to guide my feet. Yeah. Turn them into a bright shining. I tell you, I don't know how long it's gonna be. Nor what the future holds for me. But this I know. Would you guide my feet, Lord? I can be free, be free someday. And I
go ahead, son.
Yes, Lord.
Nor what the future you guiding my feet, Lord. I can be free, be free someday. Oh, I can be free someday.
Ladies and gentlemen, my friend, Danny Tisdale.
Thank you, Brother William.
It's my pleasure. I told you I had a surprise for you. And Dr. Sims, you know I'm full of surprises. You already know
you
that.
Are.
Hey, oh, absolutely. Saying, but what a great way. I'm sorry, go Gretchen, on.
Gretchen and Jerry for joining us. There's going to be a lot of more. But Danny, I listen to your music all the time. Y'all can download it on Spotify, okay?
Yeah. And, amen.
Yeah. William, thank you so much for playing this song.
My pleasure. My pleasure.
Thank you so much again.
Hey, guys. Yeah. Great program. Good. What an excellent way to close it out.
Are you crying?
No. I had my throat.
Yeah. Your hair's still something in
the throat. And if I were, then so what? No, you need some of those pills you talk about, some of those act right pills, but we're
that's
for another subject. Respect your guests, Dr. Sims. Okay.
Those are my friends.
They're mine too, okay? All right.
All right, well.
Okay. Look, hang around for Mad Mike and Wild Wheel Coast to Coast. All right. Like I said, Mr. Elroy Board III will be on there showcasing his brand new book, their Superfly Trilogy. Let me slow down a little bit. Superfly Trilogy. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for tuning in. Dr. Sims, Danny Tisdale, and is that Geneva Newman?
Yes.
Yes, Pastor. Sir. Hey, thank you so much. Great, great program, Dr. Sims. All jokes
thank
aside.
You.
All right.
Bye.
Hey, we'll talk to you guys soon, okay? All right.
Good night.
Enjoy.
Yeah.
All right.
Good night.
Okay, we're going to leave the studio there, and we'll be tuned back in to the Mad Mike and Wild Wheel Coast to Coast show here shortly, ladies and gentlemen. Let's do this. I'm going to go to something real quick. Be right back.